Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north for us, you song.
Oh, man.
North.
Love that song.
Go north.
Great Johnny Horton. It's 4:36 on Downtown. I just want to let the whole song roll now, but we have to get to our next guest. He is the airfield maintenance foreman at Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage, Alaska, and one of the key people in the Smithsonian Channel reality series Ice Airport Alaska. Their season finale is coming up on Sunday night, and we had a chance to talk with Brendan about, well, some of the challenges they deal with. Hey, Brendan, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Looking forward to the season finale of Ice Airport Alaska. And, man, oh, man, you know, we're here in Bangor, Maine on the East Coast, and we get some pretty wild weather, but nothing like you guys deal with out there. Temperatures down to, what, close to 40 below and 100-mile-an-hour winds?
Yeah, all that happens occasionally. The 100-mile-an-hour winds, we get those, you know, in gusts and more than once or twice a year, yeah, typically.
And so what is the policy at Ted Stevens International in terms of closures?
Well, we typically don't close for weather. I mean, there's always, you know, there could be a chance of some sort. But generally speaking, we're able to keep everything open and at least allow for landings of aircraft. We treat everything with chemicals during a snowstorm and ice storm and keep it all operative.
Now, it's not just snow, it's not just ice, but you also have to deal with volcanic ash. How do you deal with that?
Well, of course, that's a rare thing. We don't get that a lot, but in the past, when we have an ash fall, everything has to close because the jet engines can't intake ash, and we usually wait until the ash fall has stopped, and then if it's in the winter, hopefully, you go out and bring the snow back onto the surfaces. And allow the snow to mix with the ash and then remove it just like a snowfall. And that mixes the snow and the ash together and gets rid of it.
Now, how long are the runways there at Ted Stevens?
We have one runway that's 12,800. And the other two runways are in that 10,200 or 10,800-foot range.
So how many different plow trucks do you have on call at any given time?
Our plow and broom fleet consists of 13, and they're Oshkosh and MB-type tractors with the plows on them and then the brooms that follow behind that. We have 13 of those, so usually we'd be using 5 to 6 at a time, occasionally a couple more than that. But so we've always got generally always have a backup fleet. You know, there's typically one or two down with parts during the course of the winter, but yeah.
We're talking with Brendan Knox, the airfield maintenance foreman at Ted Stevens International Airport, Anchorage, Alaska. And, of course, it's not just weather, but you also have to get involved with wildlife management as well. Birds and, well, as we saw in an earlier episode, even a moose on the loose.
Yeah. Yeah, there is abundance of wildlife around there, moose. And birds are a big thing, of course, in the spring and the fall when they migrate. There are moose running around there. I mean, generally speaking, they can't get inside the perimeter fence, but occasionally there'll be a slip up and we'll have to chase them around until we can get them, you know, herded up and get them out of there. And of course, when something like that happens, then everybody's really on high alert to make sure we get, you can't have a moose roaming around in the airport.
Well, of course, where we are, we get a lot of important flights as the first stopover in America from Europe. And where you are, it's the same thing. I'm sure you tend to get a lot of VIPs there at your airport.
Yeah, we do. We get, I'm trying to think of something recent, like a Chinese VIP of some sort. They come from Canada as well, of course, land there. And the president passes through, but generally speaking, the U.S. president, generally speaking, they will land at Elmendorf at the Air Force Base. Mm. But occasionally, we are the backup runway for them or airport for them.
Now, you guys also had to do a coronavirus evacuation. What were some of the logistical challenges in that?
I wasn't much involved in that. That was more of the shift after mine, but mostly for us, I think it was just to stand by and be ready to respond if they need vehicles, if they need buses to transport people. But most of the logistics on that was involved with the terminal and those folks there.
All right. Can you tell us anything about what we'll see in the finale of the series coming up this weekend?
Well, pretty much, you know, you're gonna see, of course, more on the snow removal program and police and fire, and basically, it's going to be just kind of a finale of what's been watched before in the earlier shows.
Now, when you know bad weather is coming, like how many days out do you begin your preparations if you've got a sizable snowstorm coming?
Well, usually we're always prepared. We're pretty much always ready to respond. But as far as a forecast of weather, in my opinion, I always thought that you were pretty lucky if you could get an accurate forecast more than 3 days out.
Right.
And a lot of times it's even less than that. We'd have storms that come through there and they'll show that it's going to clear, and you'll get up the next morning, come to work, and it's still snowing or something's changed and it's snowing again, or it's just pretty rare to get a real super accurate forecast.
What's worse for you guys? Is it snow or is it that mix of sleet, snow, and freezing rain?
Yeah, the freezing rain is always the worst type of event because the ground, once we've got frozen ground in Alaska, it doesn't thaw out like it might in other areas of lower 48. But the surfaces are always ready to freeze. You know, as soon as it rains a little bit or slushes, it starts sticking. So you really have to be on your toes and watch and get your chemicals out there ahead of time and be pretty diligent. You have to patrol all the time continuously and have somebody putting chemicals out.
Well, we're looking forward to the season finale, Ice Airport, Alaska, Sunday night at 8 on the Smithsonian Channel. Brandon, we appreciate you making time for us today, and we wish for an uneventful winter for you ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Brandon Knox, Ice Airport, Alaska, Sunday night, 8 p.m., the season finale on Smithsonian Channel.